This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 22. For Tuesday, August 18th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts are slightly stronger on Tuesday. The November canola contract is up a dollar at $487.90 per ton. The January contract is up 90 cents at $494.80 per ton. One trader said excess moisture in Alberta's Peace and Northwest regions have lowered the province's yield estimates for canola, which has provided some support to values. Hot weather is forecast across most of the Canadian prairies this week, with isolated instances of storms expected in the eastern prairies. Strength in the Canadian dollar weighed on further gains for canola today. The dollar was just under 76 United States cents due to comparable weakness in other major currencies. Strength in comparable vegetable oils has also been supportive of canola prices. Chicago soy oil is up by about a third of a cent, which gave canola values a boost. Malaysian palm oil prices have been higher following reports of low stocks. Soybean futures were mostly lower on Tuesday, pulling back some gains made yesterday. This morning, the USDA reported a sale of 130,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations. The weekly crop progress report showed 84% of the crop is setting pods, which is ahead of the five-year average. Soybean crop conditions in the Midwest have dropped considerably following the intense storm in the region last week. In Ohio, one private firm expects soybean yields to total 52.8 bushels per acre. Corn futures were also weaker on Tuesday, despite strong export demand. This morning, the USDA announced two private export sales. China purchased 195,000 tons of corn, and 130,000 tons were purchased by unknown destinations. One private firm anticipates corn yields to total 167.7 bushels per acre in Ohio, while another firm expects yields up to 176.6 bushels per acre. Wheat futures are weaker today. Nationally, the winter wheat harvest is 93% complete. Approximately 30% of the spring wheat crop was cut last week, which is behind the typical rate. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The November soybean contract is down 1.5 cents at $9.13 per bushel. September soy oil is up by about a third of a cent at 31.58 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down 2.10 at $2.96.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower today, with the December contract down 3 cents at $3.41 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract up 3.5 cents at $2.66 per bushel. Wheat futures were mostly lower on Tuesday. Chicago December is down 10.5 cents at $5.15. Kansas City December is down 7 cents at $4.41. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up a cent in the December contract at $5.21. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.